Going to continue this morning. Canto 3, Chapter 5, Texts 28 and 29. And I thought, because you're honoring Nrsingadev's appearance tomorrow, read one verse from the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. And it can fit in nicely with this. Maitreya is speaking to Vidura in response to the series of questions he asked at the beginning of the chapter, specific to, to say, Sambandha Gyan, the relationship of the energies of the Lord with the Lord and how they're moving. It's describing the process of creation. The glance of the Lord has been described. Impregnating the material nature of three modes, and thus by the influence of eternal time, the living entities appear. Living entities, not meaning the souls, but the bodies, the forms within creation. Thereafter, influenced by the interactions of eternal time, the supreme sum total of matter, called the Mahatattva, became manifested. And in this Mahatattva, the unalloyed goodness, the Supreme Lord, sowed the seeds of the universal manifestation out of his own body. We discussed this yesterday. This is provided in detail, but it's a summary presentation. So the verses this morning, 28, 29, the mode of the Mahatattva starts to differentiate. First it's Pradhan and the glance, and time living entities are introduced, injected. Then, is it thereafter, Tataha, influenced by the interactions of eternal time, Mahatattva manifests, and then from Mahatattva comes our dear friend false ego, the first element that separates out. Text 28, thereafter, the Mahatattva differentiated itself into many different forms as the reservoir of the would-be entities, like a big warehouse. The Mahatattva is chiefly in the mode of ignorance, and it generates false ego. It is the plenary expansion of the personality of Godhead with full consciousness of creative principles and time for fructification. Now this part, is similar to, it's difficult, it's similar to the previous discussion where Prabhupada is describing Mahatattva as conscious. And it's because of its contact, if you remember, because of its contact with the Supreme Being. Reading again from the purport of 27, the Mahatattva is the total consciousness because a portion of it is represented in everyone as intellect. And then the Mahatattva is directly connected with the supreme consciousness of the supreme being, but still it appears as matter. So it's a little subtle, to say the least. So that message continues with 28, where in the translation it's chiefly in the mode of ignorance, and it generates the false ego, and it is a plenary expansion of the personality guided with full consciousness of creative principles and time for fructification. I'll read the purport and don't have a whole lot to say about it. But I want to read Vishwanath Chakravarti, what he has to say about it. Purport. The Mahatattva, so here's some definitions. The Mahatattva is the via media between pure spirit and material existence. Another. It is the junction of matter and spirit wherefrom the false ego of the living entity is generated. Next. All living entities are differentiated parts and parcels of the personality Godhead. Under the pressure of false ego, the conditioned souls, although parts and parcels of the supreme personality of Godhead, claim to be the enjoyers of material nature, this false ego is the binding force of material existence. The Lord again and again gives a chance to the bewildered conditioned souls to get free from this false ego, and that is why the material creation takes place at intervals. We discussed that yesterday. Bhutva, bhutva, pradiyate. He gives the conditioned souls all facilities for rectifying the activities of the false ego. It does not interfere with their small independence as parts and parcels of the Lord. Let me read the language here of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is Bhanu Swami's translation of his commentary. Okay. Here's the verse translated. Mahatattva, the shelter of the universe which was being created, whose form arises by Jiva Shakti Gunas and Prakriti and Time, Jiva Shakti Gunas of Prakriti and Time, combination, then Mahatattva arises, is glanced upon by the Lord, transformed itself into another form by the Lord's desire to create ahankar, false ego. And his commentary. When the tamas portion of the Mahatattva becomes prominent, the way Prabhupada has stated it is, Mahatattva is predominantly in the mode of ignorance. This description is modes of nature competing. When the ignorance becomes prominent, ahankara arises. This Mahatattva, whose form arises by Jiva Shakti, portions of Prakriti in their form of the gunas and time, the impeller of creation, time, the impeller of creation. So time, from Bhagavad Gita, time I am. Time, the impeller of creation, but you know, the impeller of time is is also an energy, Kala Shakti. And in this case, when you read in the Kapila Dev section, time is not just an energy of Krishna, but is Krishna, or it is the Supreme Lord. Time and the Supreme Lord are not different. At the same time, it's an energy. So it one and different, and the emphasis is time is a form of the Lord. So anyway, time is the impeller of creation. Glanced upon by the Lord, transformed itself into another form by the desire of the Lord to create ahankar. Mahatattva is the shelter of the universe being created. Mahatattva is the shelter of the universe being created. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, to get a little more technical, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that there are different features of Maya, and I can remember the Upadan Maya and Nimitta Maya, two features of Maya. That's same as Mahatattva is Maya, is the energy of the Lord. So one Upadan Maya is it's compared to, both of them are compared to a womb where the chamber or the space in which the living entity grows is one aspect, and supplying ingredients is another aspect. Upadan Maya, Nimitta Maya. Here the emphasis is, or at least it's being stated, Mahatattva is the shelter of the universe being created. So that's the Upadan Maya portion. But there's also, it's the shelter, but it's also supplying ingredients. And the, as is in the womb of a mother, so similarly, or the other way around, this Mahatattva is both Upadan Maya and Nimitta Maya, and the impregnation is the glance of the Lord. And lo and behold, out comes little baby, false ego. And so many other differentiations. And those are, it's being described, they're the, not only the ingredients, how does it say it in Bhagavatam here? Not only the ingredients for creation, but, the living entities, meaning the forms of the living entities. This is the first sentence of Prabhupada's translation, text 28. Thereafter, the Mahatattva differentiated itself into many different forms as the reservoir of the would-be entities. Ingredients. Text 29. Mahatattva, or the great causal truth, transforms into false ego, which is manifested in three phases, cause, effect, and the doer. And the Sanskrit is karya, karana, kartatma. Sounds familiar? Bhagavad Gita 13:21. Kaya karana kartrajve bhoktir prapatir uchite purushak sukha dukha nam. So, karya karana kartrajve kartrit without the atma or kartrajve, cause, effect, and doer. Just go quickly to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He is equating these with Adi Bhuta, Adi Atma, and Adi Daiva, through conceptions that are expressed elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, that are cause, effect, and the doer. And we're going to find in the purport, Prabhupada's purport, I believe, no, it's in the next one. The demigods, the devatas, are in the doer category. It's real a lot easier when you go fast motion than slow motion. Because when you go slow motion and break it down, it's what? This connected with that. The demigods haven't appeared yet, but the principle by which the demigods do what they do is being supplied. That's what this that's the sarga. The Lord creates, and this is what is being described. He's creating, he's making the arrangements for creation. And so principles are provided, the principle of doership. And that's Adidaiva, the principle of effect, Adibhuta, the principle of cause, Adiatma. So that you can have creation. So Brahma can put it all together. And when you have living entities, they have these afflictions, these kleshas. Well, it looks like, hey, now we have a place where we can enjoy it independently. You get kleshas, where you thought you'd get happiness. You get dukkha instead of sukha. And then, make it a little more, how does this fit in with that kind of a question? Here's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's translation. From transformation of Mahatattva arose Ahankar, which is the shelter of Adibhuta, Adiatma, and Adidaiva, which transforms into gross elements, senses, mind, and senses devatas. It is divided into sattva, rajas, and tamas. Kapila does it in slow motion. This is quick. Commentary. Because of transformation of Mahatattva, Ahankar rose. Its qualities are described. It is the shelter of effect, Adibhuta, cause, Adiatma, and doer, Adidaiva. Since it transforms into gross elements, senses, and mind. Mind also includes the sense devatas. I don't know what that is. Sense devatas. Controllers of the senses, I guess. The divisions of Ahankar are explained. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. Though there's different flavors of Ahankar. Prabhupada's purport. Can't wait to get to Prahlad Maharaj. Purport.